think my mixer must be having a problem. I'm going to reboot it real quick.
Okay. Then I won't say anything. Stink Rob. Stink Rob 2023. 11-11? Oh, you're right. I'm not looking in November. I'm looking at October. You're right. Thank you, Cyclone. Yeah, no, it is November 11th. November 11th is our next show. And that will be the Friday before, because the 18th is when you're going to be in Fort Lauderdale. We're both going to be in Fort Lauderdale on the 18th so that we can board the ship the next morning. Adam is not hearing me at the moment because he's rebooting his mixer. So he's just staring down. He's making sure that he's not. No, now he's trying to read my lips to see if he can figure out what I'm saying. I'm not saying anything bad. I'm just saying that you can't hear me at the moment because you're rebooting your mixer. You know, one thing about the Rodecaster Pro 2 is that it takes a really fucking long time to reboot. Jesus. How long does it take for the,
It rebooted.
Okay. There you go.
It is, okay. Now tell me if you hear this.
It's echo canceling it. So I hear it, but then it immediately like tamps it, you know, like ducks it. Like it's not mix minus. Yes, that I hear without it being mix minus. Yes, that's perfect. Yes, I am hearing that.
Oh, maybe it wasn't the mix. Well, the mixer was having an issue because I was hitting, unless I can't do that while I'm recording. I wonder if, let me just try hitting record. Oh, you can't when you're recording. That's interesting. I didn't know that. There was nothing wrong with the mixer. When you're recording, corduroy? You can't adjust the output routing.
Is 11-11 corduroy day because it looks like corduroy?
So,
is that what the is that why it's corduroy day on November 11th? So you did, what you didn't hear was I was saying, oh, it is November 11th. I was looking at October. Yes, November 11th is our next show. So next week, the 4th, we will not be doing a show, and then November 11th we'll be doing a show because on the 18th we will both be in Fort Lauderdale to board.
So can you hear this now?
No. I mean, I heard it through your headphones. I didn't hear it.
But you weren't hearing any. I muted myself. Okay, I'm going to mute myself.
No, we're not hearing anything. Now I hear it. Yes, now I hear it.
Okay.
Are you going to remember this on November 11th?
Am I going to remember what?
The settings that you need to make that work.
It wasn't a settings thing. For some reason, original sound was not on and it was echo canceling. So I had to turn original, but I turned original sound on at the beginning. So like, okay, here's what happened. You come through very distorted to me, especially when you play audio clips. Okay. They are like super distorted. And so I turn you down in my, because you hurt my ears. And so Kathy Marshall was saying that, oh, the volume difference between Adam and Daniel was really big tonight on the stream, but it wasn't in Discord. Right. And so I went into Zoom to try to see if it was a Zoom setting or something that was making you so incredibly loud and distorted. And I was playing around with the settings and I must have done something that turned original sound off. And so when I started playing the thing, echo cancellation was on because original sound does not do echo cancellation, but the other way does.
Okay. So I'm going to, cause you're hearing me basically through Zoom. So here I'll lower my Zoom volume. Is this, do you still hear me okay, or do I sound really quiet now?
Talk.
I am talking. This is me talking.
You're good now. You're good now. Play up. Like right, play one of those voicemail things.
Here I'll play.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it. Yeah, that's good. Play one of those voicemails though, because they were really, every voicemail you played was distorted earlier.
I have to get to the voicemails. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Here are the voicemails.
Hi, guys. Scott from Northern California. Leslie Jordan.
That's a what little happened? Distorted. Does it sound distorted to you?
No, that's about right there for me. Here, I can turn it down even right here. I'll try it again.
Hi, guys. Scott from Northern California. Leslie Jordan.
Oh, that's weird. What happened? It's quiet but distorted at the same time.
That's weird.
It's okay. I mean, the audio, the stuff you're playing from the mixer,
yeah,
sounds great.
Okay.
But the stuff that you're playing from your computer or iPad or whatever you're playing it from is like that. It's like, huh. It's like, hi, what's up? And it's very, like, even, and it's not loud. It's quiet. It's the same volume as you are, but it's just sounding like you.
Oh, you know what I wonder? Because that's the Bluetooth channel. I wonder if because you are connected to the mixer. See, like, so the chat room is connected via analog and they're hearing what I basically hear in my headphones. But I'm wondering if since you're part of the mixer, because I know that the Rodecaster Bluetooth transmit does phone quality. So it's not high quality transmit on the Bluetooth. It's not good.
It is not good.
I can switch channels in. I can switch channels on the computer. I can move it over to the other channel. I can move it over to the hardwired channel. I'll work on doing that on November 11th, our next show, Adam, our November.
But you are sounding much better now that you turned it down in Zoom. So
I had just turned it up in Zoom because you said that you couldn't hear me before. And so, you know,
I can turn you up now and keep yourself and myself closer to the same volume.
Can you turn me on like a light switch? You know, after you told me that Mittens thinks that Charlie Puth is gay baiting, I had never heard that before. But I've read so many articles about it since then. It's like it just suddenly showed up. I guess he also is a nudist. He like loves being nude, and he's just like going, "No, I just love being nude, and
I love being nude in front of my gay fans."
Someone accused him of gay baiting on Instagram, and he basically like said, "No, I'm just horny."
Okay. Well,
I, you know what? I remember this morning. I mean, I would hope I remember this morning. This morning, I remembered this morning. That's a good thing. Somewhere on TikTok, I favorited something and I thought to myself, oh, I need to play this for Adam tonight on the show.
This fest for Paul. So he wouldn't
here to the see how I get to my favorites on there. Is that my favorites? How do I get to my favorites? Yeah, okay, this is my favorites. This is what I have. You ever heard of this guy? His name is Uncle Roger.
No, I don't think so.
All right, here's a sample of he's a Filipino chef who critiques other TikTok people making food on TikTok. Great. So here's an example of it.
Look what I have. We're going to cook this red rice.
What is red rice?
The Vietnamese market. Golden camel. Rinse only once. I swear to you, it says rinse only once. Okay, Uncle Roger, calm down.
I calm? I think you're going to fuck up.
7.5 cups of water. Whoa, this thing's thirsty.
This rice thirsty? Is this the Instagram hole of rice? Hi,
2 cups of red rice means 5 cups of water. Bit of salt to taste. Okay.
When you use rice cooker like this, don't use the rice packet instruction for how much water you need. Just use the rice cooker line you see in there. The rice cooker tell you how much water to use. Ugh. See what I tell you? It too wet. Too much water.
I don't know if it's supposed to be like this. What can I do with mushy rice? Let me know.
Mushy rice? Throw it out. If your rice too wet, you fucked up. Don't use red rice. Just regular rice tastes bad.
Anyway, let's see. He is Mr. Nigel NG on TikTok.
Mr. Nigel NG. Okay.
On TikTok. So that's how you would find him here. But he's always talking about these, you know, people are like, oh, I'm going to make Filipino whatever. And he's like, well, no, we don't fucking use that. No, that's not how you do it. It's stupid. And he's like, But I was going to ask you, is like, can you ask, well, I could ask Mittens when we're on the cruise, but it's like, he likes to refer to anyone younger than himself as nephew and in anyone older than himself as uncle. Like, is that a Filipino thing where they're,
Did you say he's Filipino?
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
Yes, he's Filipino.
They do refer to older people as, I think, Kuya, which I think is uncle. Okay. Or actually, I don't know. Kuya is probably not uncle. I'm probably totally screwing that up right now. Let's see. Kuya. Oh, no, it's elder brother. So elder brother. It's used to address an older male relative or friend, especially one's own brother.
He calls himself Uncle Roger and all these things. But no, so I saved that on TikTok. I was like, I'm going to have to ask Adam or Mittens about that. Let's see if there's any other favorite things that I had on. What is this one?
So the Republican-only dating app, The Right Stuff, released today, and with it, they put out a promotional video, and it is one of the funniest things I've ever seen. In the video, they ask these women a bunch of questions like, what kind of man do you want? And the answers are terrible. These women must be actresses because they don't even seem to believe the answers they're saying. Take a look at the video.
What are you looking for in a partner?
They just have to be a conservative.
Definitely someone that wants to have kids.
I like an independent man. Personally, I like the alpha male vibe.
I want a man who really loves his family.
Definitely someone whose faith is important to them.
For me, it's someone who actually wants to meet my parents.
Why do you want to date a conservative?
For me, at least I know that we're going to start off with some shared values.
Well, the conservative men I've dated at least know how to treat me like a woman.
In my personal experience, conservative guys have better manners.
I like that they understand their role in the relationship as a man.
I just prefer my men to be masculine.
And what's the biggest red flag when it comes to dating?
A Democrat.
No Democrats.
A Democrat.
Can't be a Democrat.
A Democrat.
That's easy. A Democrat.
No Democrats. So no.
So the Republican only...
I'm gay, so I don't date women. But any any straight people listening, you're going to have to just accept what I'm saying.
You're a gay man? Is that what you're saying?
None of these women would be people that you would want to date. It's like they all look like hussies. They all just like
hussies, like,
you know, they got way too like much hussies? Makeup on, and their hair is teased up to you know what I'm saying, like they're like, they just look like whores. They look like
wow.
Bible whores.
okay
They just look like Bible whores. What's this one?
I don't like guys. I'm attracted to guys. I'm not attracted to girls, but I like girls. But I don't like girls. But I do like guys, but I don't like guys. But I do like girls, but I don't like girls. At least I haven't yet. Not really. But I have liked guys. I don't...
Okay. I'm trying to figure out, I think I am a little bit louder than you, but I guess I like to hear myself loud in my ears. And when I turn you up as loud as I am, it hurts my ears. When your voice is as loud as mine, I'm still obsessing over this. Sorry.
I've never been on a date, but I've had some prune juice now and again. What am I missing in the chat room here? You know what? I got to move this chat to this monitor that's closer, because my eyesight has gotten so bad now that I'm having a hard time reading it over there.
You can get a new glasses prescription.
This is that moods thing, you know, the stuff that's blocking my eyes right now, and it's getting worse. And
the moods?
Multiple evanescent white dot syndrome. Remember,
I thought you said the doctor said that would go away.
Yeah, but it's not. And so I have another appointment on December something. It's like a super specialist that I have to go to and everything. But it's like, yeah, my left eye right now, I would say I have about 70% vision loss in it. Like I can't, and it's, I mean, I can see out of my eyes fine, but if I close my right eye, I can't read. like right in the center of my vision, it's so blocked that I can't read words out of my left eye. I mean, I can read okay out of my right eye, but it also has gunk in it. So I got to go and get that checked again. But what was I going to do? I was going to do something. Well, you distracted me, Adam. What was I doing? I know I was launching a browser for some reason. What were we talking about before we went off on my eyes? Date, prune juice. Oh, I know what it was. I said I needed to read the chat room over here. I was going to see if I could increase the font. Can I increase the font inside of Discord? Let's see. The font size. Is that a setting that I can get to? Do you know?
The font size inside of Discord?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Text and images. Let's see. I don't see anything for text size. Appearance. Chat room font scaling. Okay. Set it to 20. Okay. Let's see if that helps. I apologize, chat room. I'm so sorry. I'm trying to see what you guys are saying in there. Okay. Was the woman screaming, "Edit out my name"?
No,
that's because Cyclone was talking about there was a woman scream. Voicemails were clear on Discord. They were basically when we were testing the sounds on everything. And then Lamont Cranston said, "Oh, was the woman screaming, 'Edit my name out'?"
Do we know what his name is on Twitter?
Who? Baron Frosty? I have no idea.
I think he may have blocked me as well.
Does anyone know what Baron Frosty's Twitter is?
See, I didn't want your stink rubbing off on me, and now I think he's blocked me as well. Is there a way to see who's blocked you on Twitter?
No. All he did was, I mean, maybe there is. I don't know. Is there a way? Does anyone follow Baron Frosty on Twitter? I know Nessa.
I did too.
He clogged up that was the other thing is like when he went away, I was like, wow, the feeds are so much quieter.
I don't see any tweets from him.
Yeah, the feeds are so much quieter now. And I think it's because of that. Did you find him?
No, I don't see any tweets from him.
Yeah, I can't even search for him.
And I used to see tweets from him. So maybe he doesn't follow me either. Or maybe he blocked me as well.
Yeah, probably. Oh, wait. Lamont Cranston says, "I think he's gone. I don't see him. We interacted the other day." But the weird thing is, I mean, I can still see him on Facebook. I mean, I can see his public posts on Facebook, which are very few, but Zach still sees him on Facebook and he's still posting there every day. So,
you think he's gone from Twitter completely?
Maybe he blocked you too, Lamont.
Oh, what just happened?
That wasn't me. That was you.
Well, what just happened? That was weird. It
sounded like something rebooted. Like, yeah, there. What is that?
I don't know. I'm not doing anything. It's not me.
The channel that popped up there was the Bluetooth channel.
It did it again.
Hold on. I'm trying to look at my board to see which channel is giving me the... which one is giving me the thing? It's like, I don't think it's me.
It's you. It's definitely you. I'm not doing anything.
Well, I'm not doing anything.
I'm looking at my mixer and nothing is happening on my mixer. It's coming from you.
Yeah, that's my Bluetooth channel is fine. Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea what it was. Okay, well, there we go. Apparently, he's just...
I'm still looking. I don't see anything.
Apparently, he's removed himself from Twitter. So,
does anyone know what his username was, or what his, like, so I could search for it? Because it used to be Baron Frosty, then it was like AR Frosty, then it was like, I don't know. He's changing it all the time. Oh, Fave Frosting. Why does he keep changing it? What?
He's also super paranoid that the algorithms are, you know, profiling him or something.
Oh, Fave Frosting. Oh. It says the term you entered did not bring up any results.
Yeah, people. Yeah. No results for Fave Frosting.
I wonder if that means he blocked me, because when I...
Yeah,
because when I... Because when I look it up...
Hold on. I have a secret.
It shows me the name, then when I click on the name, it won't let me see anything.
I have a secret Twitter account here. Let me sign in as that.
Oh, an alt Twitter? Is that what you have?
Yes. Wait, I don't want that.
But doesn't he have to approve you? He's one of those people like Fatty that have to approve.
No, but I think you can still see his name, though, if you're not. Apparently I'm logged out of Twitter.
Why would he block me? I didn't say anything. I literally just forwarded it to you and said, I can't, which is true. I can't edit it. I don't have the files. I don't like...
It doesn't matter, Adam. The point is, he's unhinged.
Okay, he's off of Twitter, I guess.
Frosting. Let's see.
Or he's completely created a new account.
That could be.
He's purged everyone, and just created a brand new account.
Yeah, when I click on, like, I see someone tweeted Fave Frosting. When I click on it, it says this account doesn't exist.
Yeah, that's what it said for me as well. But Twitter brings it up as if it does exist. Like when you type it in the search. Yeah,
I know, it did exist.
And it shows like a little dinosaur and a gay flag. And like there was a profile by that name. But then you click on it and it's like, oh, no, sorry.
Whatever.
You know, it's Elon Musk.
Oh, he's talk about that? What are your feelings on Elon Musk buying Facebook, Twitter?
I don't.
Are you gonna quit using Twitter because of it?
No, not unless it, I don't know, goes downhill or something. But I will say, what I don't like is I think he has stated multiple times that he wants to bring back people like Donald Trump.
I feel like
state them.
The day that he brings back Donald Trump will be the day that I stop using Twitter. I'm not going to delete my account because Twitter is a company. It can be sold. Somebody else can buy it. And, you know, it's like, and then I will have just lost my Twitter account that I've had for a long time. But yeah, they're not going to make any money off of me if I don't tweet. Right. So it's like, I'm not providing any content for them. So I don't think you need to delete your account.
Yeah, I don't have any plans to delete it. And I don't know Elon Musk, so I can't say if I like him or not. But that one thing that he said that, oh, we should not censor these people and whatever. I'm like, yes, we freaking should. Like.
Elon is just a very, he's a libertarian. That's all. He's just a crazy libertarian, which I have my own problems with. But the thing is, he bought Twitter sight unseen because he thinks that he's going to do something with it, and then
he hasn't bought it yet, right?
Yeah, no, he bought it. Still. It's finished. He now owns it. He just fired. He just fired the CEO and the COO, and is having a meeting with all the employees on Wednesday. There were some news articles today, basically saying that there were Twitter employees leaving the buildings with boxes, you know, in their hands, like that they had been fired, but it could have been a joke, you know, like a employees like fucking around with the media and stuff, but you know, because he's made comments that he was going to reduce the staff by like 50, you know, like 75% or something. But
I know they were saying, I want to say it was this either Windows Weekly or This Week in Google, they were saying 700 Twitter employees had already quit.
Oh yeah, but I mean, Twitter has thousands
based
of
on yet. You know,
so 700 quitting is not like a huge number. But yeah, no, there's been a lot of people that are quit because they don't want to go where he's going, right? It's like his Elon Musk has this vision that he's going to make this X app, right? He's going to do something that competes with WeChat in China. So in China, WeChat is not only a chat platform, but it's where they do commerce. Like you, it's tied to your, you know, so they like, it's like Venmo and Facebook Messenger or iMessage and everything all like rolled into one. It's like people live in WeChat. Like that's where they have group chats. That's where they send money back and forth to each other. That's where they buy. Like if they shop for food or like if they order food delivery and everything, it's done through WeChat. Like there's a whole commerce platform on WeChat so that they can do everything from within WeChat. Elon Musk wants to build that. He wants to turn Twitter into, instead of you having an Uber Eats app on your phone and an Uber app on your phone or whatever, you can do all of those things just through Twitter. Like you can have group chats going on. You can pass money back and forth just like Venmo, but you can also, order Grubhub or whatever. Like you could order a Grubhub like clone, but you could just do it right through Twitter. Like Twitter would be a Grubhub, and Twitter would also be like, so they're just trying to be an X app, like they're trying to be everything. That's his vision. But I feel like we're too fragmented in the US for that to happen.
Oh, actually, 11 hours ago, there was a tweet showing a photo of the guy leaving with a box, and it says the entire team of data engineers were let go. These are two of them. So.
Okay, let's see what's going on here. Unused accounts help to advertise or leave clothes. They have social value. Scribe, I don't know where we're at. Uber Eats fucking ripoff who harasses me with so many fucking emails. Lamont Cranston, have you watched that documentary on Uber on what platform is that on? The Uber documentary? The one with... Oh shit. It has, what's his name? Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Was that his name? Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Joseph Gordon-Levitt, who's in it's called Super Pumped. Let's see. What is the, platform that is on? Super Pumped. Is on.
Oh, Marina Sirtis, or however you say her last name, says, I'm sorry, but I cannot be a part of anything owned by Elon Musk and his cabal of deplorables. I'll stay on for a couple of days so that we can say goodbye, but after that, I'm gone.
So this Uber document, do you have Showtime?
I do not.
Okay. So because I did that Paramount Plus deal and I got the Showtime add-on to it. It's called Super Pumped. It's been renewed for season two. It's an anthology. So season two, they're going to talk about Facebook and stuff. But this was basically the story of Uber's founder and what a dick he was and basically the VCs and everything that funded him and his whole disruptive thing that he did and how he basically ignored like how women employees were getting treated and whatever. The point is it's a really good show. Joseph Gordon-Levitt is a very good actor. It also has just a great cast in it.
No, I haven't. I really don't good. Have Showtime, but really
it might show up on Paramount Plus eventually because Showtime is Paramount Plus. Let's see. Do I have anything else?
Kathy Bacon just tweeted 28 minutes ago, the child changed his fake name, Daniel Brewer, to AR Frosty.
Yeah.
He has my phone number. Just tell him to call me or kiss my ass. His choice. Hey, Twitter buddies, if you're friends with that hater and you send this to him, you can kiss my ass too. Apparently, they are not having each other. Apparently, I don't. Yeah.
Let's see. Bacon's been basically, let's see. We totally went overboard on that contest. Totally unscripted script. And who knew YouTube had a 10-hour loop of Facebook? Yeah, I know. I noticed you let it ring three times before you answered it. Happy 1,000th show, Adam. Hope your chemicals are good tomorrow. If not, drain some water and add some more. Oh, I haven't heard today's show. Did we talk about pool, your hot tub chemistry today?
Probably. I think I said that I tested it again today and it was way high still. So I can't get in it. I pulled the cover off and it smells like a, I don't know.
Kathy Bacon.
So chloriney.
Kathy Bacon also said, keep in mind you have 5.5 months to get to 6 miles, or should I be nervous? Because I was talking about how my training schedule says that I have to run 4.25 miles. So here's the thing. My problem right now isn't distance. My problem is I can't run that long. Like, I am still only at a point where I can run for 1 minute, 6 seconds at a time before I have to walk. I desperately want to get to the point that I could run for, you know, a mile. Like if I could just run a mile without stopping, that would be great. It's like, that's where I want to get to. It's like,
if I could run 500 miles, once I
get to the point where I can run a mile without having to like walk every minute and 6 seconds, that I would, you know, that's what I'm trying to get to. And it's, you know, supposedly I will get there, but it's like, it's taking forever. And I'm just like, I'm very frustrated with that. It's like, I don't like the stopping stuff. I just want to run. I want to run and I want to, you know, gradually increase the distance or whatever. But my goal, in case I haven't voiced this clearly enough, my goal is to run the 10K. I don't want to walk the 10. I don't want to run, walk the 10. I want to run the 10K. So I want to run 6.1 miles. So I need to get to that point, or 6.2 miles. So I want to get to that point where I could actually run. And right now I'm just still doing all this interval stuff. And it's annoying.
I feel like I need to say on my show, Geeky Gay, because I feel like Bear and Frosty listens to my, I need to say, hey,
not anymore.
Why did you block me? Like, I didn't do anything. What?
Wait, what is this? Did? I didn't do anything either. All I said was no.
Well, you were very gruff in that email.
You read it that way.
And refused to do something that he asked.
It was an unreasonable request.
Told the truth.
That would be like, hi, Adam, I would really, could you please like take that hat off? Because I just don't like you wearing a hat. Could you like take that hat off tonight, please?
No, fuck you.
Like, you'd be like, wait, why? It's my hat. I'm happy wearing it. I don't see any reason why. Like, give me a reason why and maybe I'll consider it. But it's like, no, just because you don't
just
like it.
Just give me a reason.
Just because you don't like it. Like, keep in mind, I've edited shit on the show before where like people like messaged me and said like, by the way, you said blah, blah, blah wrong, or you said this and that's not true. And it's like, I have very rarely, but I have edited things out of the show before where it's like, where I said something wrong, or, you know, that we mentioned something that was a sensitive topic to somebody without realizing it and stuff. So it's like, I'm not opposed to taking things out of the show. What, your name? That's what fucking planet are you on?
Kathy Bacon also says, 3 hours ago, a passing thought. Name my award-winning podcast, Woodhaven. I start every show with Woodhaven, followed by different lengths of silence. So
I don't like it. I'm not a fan of that. I'm not a fan of that for a name for your show, Woodhaven. Not a fan of it. I feel like
I did not know that Elon bought Twitter today. I'm sorry, I keep going on
today,
about that.
It wasn't today.
It
was Wednesday. It's been a couple of
where
days.
Where have I been? Like where was I?
Apparently, not paying attention.
They didn't mention it on the morning stream this week. I'm surprised.
No, it happened like late Wednesday night. So, you know, it was like all official yesterday. And then today, on Friday, today, they had, you know, he went into the offices and stuff. Actually, he went into the offices yesterday. But here's the thing. I know that you follow Twit. Yes?
Yeah.
Okay. If you go look at Elon Musk's Twitter account, just search for Elon Musk's Twitter account and look at his profile page.
Elon Musk.
This is the third act of podcasting third grader childish behavior this week. Did you find him on Twitter?
No, I found somebody at Bored Elon Musk.
Just Elon Musk. He's got a blue check mark. It's like search Twitter, Elon Musk. He should be like one of the top.
It's so funny when I search Elon Musk News, Synergy Village, Thinking AI.
Oh my God, Elon maybe Elon Musk blocked you.
Miss Elon Musk, elonmusk.eth, Sean Carr FSD.
Oh my God.
Elon, oh, you know why?
Why?
I blocked him.
You blocked him. Okay. Well, that makes sense.
But I can look at it. I can unblock him.
Unblock him.
But what he just says, oh, he says Chief Twit. Why?
Chief Twit. Now, what does Leo Laporte, what has Leo Laporte been calling himself for decades?
Chief Twit. Like, yeah.
Right. Now, keep in mind, do you know who one of Elon Musk's little birds chirping in their ears that they have constant?
Yeah, Calacanis.
Yes. And Calacanis was absolutely snubbed by Leo when he did that whole, like, this week in whatever podcast Jason Calacanis went out. He's like, this week in venture funding or whatever.
Well, know, also they talked about Calacanis on, yes, This Week in Google, right, last so week or week before. And
I feel like
we're not talking nicely about him.
Right. I feel like Calacanis basically told Elon Musk, change your name. Change it to Chief Twit. Just to
Jeff
piss
Jarvis
off Leo
was like, Jeff Jarvis was like, Calacanis is such a like a bootlicker or something like that. I mean, he was just going, yeah, off on him.
Well,
like,
my point is, Elon Musk has now changed his Twitter profile to just be Chief Twit, which I'm sure is something that Jason Calacanis like suggested and whatever. And it's like, yep, that's like just to piss off Leo. I feel like I should, like, no one would care what I tweet, but it's like, I feel like I should tweet back to Elon Musk. It's like, why are you taking Leo Laporte's name? It's like, There's only one Chief Twit, and that's Leo Laporte. I just thought that was hilarious. Oh, Leo has now changed his Twitter handle to the real Chief Twit since 2007.
Wait, how do I go back and block Elon again? It doesn't give me the...
Why do you want to block him?
I don't want to see his shit.
Why? He now owns Twit.
I don't want to see his shit. Just do whatever you're going to do.
Oh, great. Leo has also put out new t-shirts with his avatar on it called The Real Chief Twit.
Wow. So he's having... Elon Musk doesn't even know who Leo Laporte is, probably.
No, but Jason Calacanis absolutely does.
Yeah,
and
he
it's
does.
Like,
he
this
does.
Is but- this is very much a...
Podcaster. Do you think they're actually friends, though? Do you think Jason Calacanis is actually friends with Elon Musk? I don't think so.
Yes, they're actually like listed together in an article, like in one of the articles. There's like, and his friend and supporter, Jason Calacanis, like said, being the CEO of Twitter.
Those messages that they were reading that were from Jason Calacanis to Elon sounded so sycophanty or however, yes, whatever kind.
But they run in the same circles. I guarantee you. Like, okay, if Jason calls Elon, he'll take the call. You know what I'm saying?
I never liked when Jason Calacanis was like guest hosting or anything like that. He seems so slimy. Like, I never liked him. He seems very...
Oh, no, he is. He's totally like, totally slimy.
We're totally losing the chat room too, because they have no idea what we're talking about. So we should probably...
No!
Like, who the hell is Jason Calacanis? What are you talking about?
Fuck that.
Oh, he is such an annoying person, though. If you hear, like, oh. But,
Gary says, Kathy Bacon just went off on him on Facebook. I am not listening. No, that was 39 minutes ago. Kathy Bacon's probably gone to bed at this point in time.
I don't know. Like, so much drama, like throwing down, and Joe was like,
I don't even know what that drama
dissing
was.
Dissing his listeners and like just like bad mouthing his listeners directly live on the air. Like, and then
the fuck?
And then apparently Kathy Bacon and Baron Frosty having it out. I don't know what's going on.
I don't
Elon
think
Elon Musk buys Twitter.
I don't think
the whole world is going to hell.
I don't think Kathy Bacon and Baron Frosty are having it out. I think Baron Frosty has some issue with Kathy Bacon. He's like, she's like, look, you got my number. Like, talk to me. Oh, Gary is listening on streaming. He's listening on TuneIn. I don't think Bacon is fighting with Frosty. I think Frosty
I don't know. I'm just saying there's drama in the air.
Oh, there's drama.
Who we haven't heard from?
We're like in third grade now. Who?
Auntie Scott. Have we heard anything from Auntie Scott?
Yeah,
today?
Auntie Scott said something in pre-show. You remember he suggested playing the theme to Halloween and the Munsters theme, or no, not the Munsters theme. Someone else suggested that. On Facebook. Oh wait, so Kathy Bacon just went off on Facebook. Let's all run over to Facebook and see what that's all about.
Oh yeah, let's go. Who's buying Facebook next? You know,
let's go see what that's all about. Let's see.
What's his name is running Meta into the ground. Apparently, he lost billions of dollars in his fortune.
I mean, billions of dollars on paper. It's not like it wasn't real money to start with.
He got insurance money and fixed it himself. What?
Who? What?
When? Where?
Who?
How?
What? How am I not friends with Kathy Bacon on Facebook?
I don't use Facebook. What is this Facebook thing that you people are talking about?
How am I not friends with Kathy Bacon on
Facebook? It's Meta.
No, Facebook is still Facebook. No, the parent company is called Meta, but... I'm not friends with Kathy Bacon on Facebook. I just sent a friend request. We'll see. Was it in Pride 48? Did she post it in there?
I don't know.
I feel like that whole joke of like, you've heard of Elf on the Shelf, but now, and then it's some play of two things. I feel like that has run its course.
Archer says no, just no, that is all. I don't know what that means. What's run its course?
Wait, where? Where did he say this?
On Twitter. I don't know.
What?
No. Just no.
No.
That is all.
Just no. Wait, where? What? He didn't say that to me.
No, just in general. He didn't say it to us.
Oh, he's just, you know.
Yeah, he's just tweeting.
He's old.
I don't know. I'm just wondering.
He's just old.
What he's talking about. Archer. Adam and Daniel read tweets and Facebook messages.
Archer.
This is going to be an exciting one for the level 13.
Oh, that was 3 hours. That's 3 hours ago.
You know, okay, so we were talking about my hot tub. So the update on it is, as we know, I put too much chlorine in.
Okay. I didn't know that. I know that you,
like
you bought tablets that were too big, but my thought was, why did you buy a new container from? Why didn't you just break the tablet small enough to fit into the other one?
Well, Daniel, it's chlorine and it's caustic and it's like a poisonous chemical. And I don't want to deal with that.
You take a pair of gloves, you take a pair of rubber gloves and a hammer, you set the chlorine down on the ground and you hit it with a hammer and then you take the little pieces and put them in your chlorine thing.
Well, I could, but I didn't. I just ordered new pills. So I put it in and I thought, does the size really matter? Because it's floating around and it's, you know, it's dissolving slowly over time. And then I tested the chlorine on last night and it was like super high, like way high. And everything I read said, you do not want to get in a hot tub with like super high chlorine. It said, you need to let it sit, take the chlorine out and let it sit for 24 to 48 hours. And so it's been 24 hours now. I tested it again. It didn't come down at all. It's still like super high. And the pH is wrong. There's so much wrong. Like there's, I've never maintained, you know, I had a pool growing up, but my mom did all that.
Just drain it. Start again.
I could. Drink, but then it takes 2 days to warm up.
Whatever.
But. So, yeah. So, that's where I'm at. And I mean little Pride 48 from Juneau, Alaska. Or New York or wherever had a problem with me saying comparing me to BF is like stabbing me in the heart a million times with a toothpick. Apparently, he wanted a mountain move because his fake name fell out of my fingertips. In the Super Secret Society, Adam made a comment that referenced your friend who has to constantly delete his podcast because he's so awful behind a microphone.
Yeah.
I don't, what? Who did I mention? Your friend who has to constantly delete his podcast.
I don't know who that is. Who constantly deletes their podcast?
I don't know. And then what they didn't play was the part
where you wrote, call me.
He did a podcast 6 years ago and said he had water damage to his house, got an insurance check for quoted work, and then...
Dot, dot, dot. Yeah, we don't know what the rest of it says.
Got an insurance check for quoted work and then did it himself and either pocketed $500 or $700. And then I called it out on Twitter. He bitch slapped me in the DMs, but had his shorts in a knot because I shared my cable password with Mike Lawson. You know what the problem is on the planet today? The problem is people don't tell the whole story, so this joker wants them to edit their show and edit out what I wrote, but he can't say what the problem is between he and I. Well, that's the problem, and if there's something else that's the problem, I'm not aware of something else, but it's kind of like this. I join this community and meet all these people from 2005 forward, and ever since that guy and a couple other people came into the party, there has been nothing but bullying.
Bullying and...
I'm sorry, Kathy. I like you.
I like you, Kathy Bacon. You know, Kathy is coming to run the 10K.
I don't bully you. We're going to be there as well, so...
I know. Yeah, we got to talk about that. We'll talk about that on the cruise. But we do need to talk about the cruise. Oh. Wait. That was not me.
That was you.
Nope. There was nothing over here.
That was you. That was totally you.
Was not. It wasn't me. It must be the iPad like powering down its Bluetooth or something. Like it's got to be something like that because.
You keep saying it was not me and then coming up with reasons why it might be you.
Shut up, Adam. Ever since you've joined us, all I'm getting is bullying from you, Adam. It's just bully. We do need to talk about our cruise, though. Let me go to that website.
Oh, no, we don't.
We do. Adam, we've got less.
Because every time you say, have you done this or that or the other? My answer is always the same.
So you have not made dinner reservations for four.
No, because their website did not work.
Okay.
But let me try again right now. Because I'm sure it's not out. So I'm going to go. I logged in.
Okay.
I'm going to go to
bookings.
Make dining reservations.
After you've checked your booking. You're on your booking, right?
Then it's loading. Loading.
It's loading. Please, like, wait, loading.
It's just sitting there loading. Their website. Is it a prerequisite if you're a cruise company that your website has to suck ass?
Yes.
So then, okay. So we are doing Pinnacle Grill. I want to do four people.
On Wednesday night.
I want to use complimentary dining for Mark and I.
Okay.
What's the date?
Wednesday night.
Saturday?
We leave on the 19th, which is...
Is it November 23rd?
Yes, November 23rd.
8:30. Is that fine?
Do it. Just do it.
8:30. It's $92.
Okay. I will pay you the $92. I'm going to do the first day we're on the ship, what I'm going to do is like, hey, we've got a reservation for 2 at 7 that we did for complimentary and they have a reservation for we just want to, can we just join their 4 with our 2 complimentary? They're either going to say, yes, that's not a problem. Or they're going to say, no, I'm sorry. You'll just have to pay that $90. In which case I'll just pay you the $90. Either way, I will, we'll eat together.
It didn't work.
It did not work.
The 23rd. So it has a button that says add to cart.
Okay. You add it to cart.
I'm clicking add to cart.
Yep. Then you click on the cart.
But it's not going away. It's like, it looks like it added it to the cart, but the pop-up is not going away. Okay. And when I X out of it,
yeah,
there's nothing in the cart.
If you go to the cart, is there anything there?
No, there's nothing in the cart. I click on the cart and there is nothing there. Just, I know you're not going to buy it again, but just try to do a booking. Just try to go and book a restaurant for four for any day, add it to your cart and see if it takes you to the cart or if you get stuck.
Let me get there.
Because every time I have tried so many times and it never works for me.
Are you on a PC or Mac or?
I'm on a Mac. Chrome browser. I could try Safari, although, you know, maybe it's that pop-up. Maybe.
All right. So I go to dining. Where do I find dining? Book dining. I'm going to click on book dining. Specialty dining. See the date. November 23rd. Anytime. Not telling me what. Pinnacle Grill, reserve, quantity, 4. Guest making the reservation for 4. Select a day, November 23rd. Price, select a time. I have 5:30 and 8:30.
Yeah, that's right. I don't want to eat at 5 or 5:30.
Well, I'm picking 5 so that I don't take away yours. And now if I click and now add the cart, it's green, but if I click on it, it's going to, I have to, let's see. And it spins and then, yeah, dinner has been added to your cart, Pinnacle Grill.
Was there a pop-up that says dinner has added been
yes, to your cart? Yes, there's a pop-up. And then I go and look at my cart and there is a adult November 23rd, 5 p.m. for $46, $184.
Okay.
I'm removing it from my cart.
Okay, there's something wrong. Why is Chrome browser not working?
Do you have the Holland America app on your phone?
No.
Well, you should.
But I can get it.
You should, because you're going to need it. But you could probably do it from there. This is fascinating podcasting, folks. I know.
I don't think any of this has been fascinating tonight. We're not.
Really? You think this entire show has just been a wash? Like maybe I shouldn't even put it out? Should I just
I don't want to say that, but
should I just delete it?
No. You should edit out Baron Frosty's name.
It's not a real name. Oh my God. That's the thing that pisses me off the most about it is like it's a fake fucking name. It's like what? Like the only people in the universe that know you by that name are the Pride 48 people that you do a podcast for. It's like, so what? He's royalty. He's royalty.
Your lambosis in your eye or whatever is going to pop out, Daniel, if you're not careful.
Just that's the thing. It's like, it's one thing if it's like, Adam Burns wants me to remove his name or whatever. Or here's a good example. Let's say that I slipped up and accidentally used like Rodan's real name or Taylor's real name or Taffy's real name. It's like, if someone pointed it out to me, I would absolutely edit that out because I know that they don't want, you know what I'm saying? That is something that it's like, okay, I understand the reason behind that. You know, or Big Fatty, whatever. I would be happy to do that. If he had said, oh, can you edit out this part where this woman used my real name or something like that, I would have done that. In fact, I probably would have edited it before it went out. But the problem is that you have a fake name that you use for podcasting. I thought that was why people chose fake names. Exactly, Kathy Marshall. Exactly.
Okay, I'm trying it again. I'm
going to choose a fake name so that people don't know who I am, but I'm going to become weirdly protective of the fake
news. Why the hell are pop-ups not working on my... There's something wrong with my Chrome browser. Okay. That's what it is.
All right, great.
Maybe I am blocking pop-ups.
Do you have ad blocker on or something?
I'm just going to go on my phone. Holland.
Okay, yes, you're going to need it on your phone anyway.
Oh, so I should download the app.
Yes, absolutely. Just like Royal Caribbean, you're going to need the Holland America app.
Right. Holland America. Is it called Holland America Navigator?
Yes, that is what it is.
So let's see.
And Rodan's first names both slipped out on
the Google show. Pop-ups. Google pop-ups not working in Chrome browser. Tell me what
I never picked up on Taffy's. Oh, that's easy. Taffy's real name is Taffy.
I know Taffy's real name.
It's Taffy.
Yeah. I respect people, and if they don't want to have their real name out there, I don't give it. I know Wes Stone's real name.
Do you know Joe Batanz's real name?
Well, if that's not his real name, then no. I guess he doesn't tell me.
Do you know celebrated author Drew O'Brien's real name?
That's his real name as well.
Is it? Or is it a nom de plume?
Well, his real name is Gooch.
No, that's true. That's his real name. Taylor.
Let's see.
Yeah, guys, I'm sorry. We're being very pedantic this evening on the after show. Sorry. But we got to get this.
Well, I mean, it is the after show.
I know,
but
we got to get this damn cruise show thing sorted so that you'll have dinner with
now
me.
Now I can't remember my password, too.
Wait, you don't have LastPass?
I'm like an old man.
You don't have LastPass or something?
And I can find my password, but I. Let's see. Holland.
That's right. It's much worse to call people by the name you use for them. That's right, shithead.
Oh, that's a weird password. Well, why did I do that?
I have no idea. Maybe you were drunk.
Probably.
The password is I am drunk. Why did I use that? That's weird.
You know, I have a haircut tomorrow.
A haircut?
Yeah.
Is that your way of saying that you need to be done?
Well, I'm not. No, not right this second, but soon. But no, that wasn't my way of saying it at all. I was just. Let's see.
We'll be there. Oh, we'll be there in December to up to
it says account error.
St. Louis and your place of residence. Doing the old cruiseroony on November Thanksgiving week, and then a couple of weeks after that, like 3 weeks after that, we'll be hitting your house. I think.
Okay. I'm gonna click on. Oops.
I think it's December 10th. We're gonna be at your house.
Okay, it says your journey starts in 21 days, 0 hours, and 5 minutes.
Yeah, mine says 20 days because I'm an hour ahead of you.
So, Pinnacle Grill. Oops, page not found. Plan.
Plan. I would like to plan, please.
I don't like this dress code.
Okay. Is Thanksgiving dinner included or is that an upcharge? No doubt we'll have turkey and dressing available on Thanksgiving in the main dining room, but I don't plan on. I hate turkey. That was the entire reason I'm going on this cruise, so I don't have to eat fucking turkey and dressing.
I click on dining and it says page not found.
Oh my!
On my phone on the app. On the app.
I'm going into the app right now. Down along the bottom, plan. My itinerary discipline.
They don't want me to plan anything. It's probably because you have
the dining room, Pinnacle Grill. I'm going to click on that. Look, I clicked on Pinnacle Grill. It brought up a page for Pinnacle Grill.
Yeah, for me, it says page not found. Oh, you know, I'll show you. I'll even show you.
Is it right here? Right here, right here. It says planning your cruise. And I slipped over to where it says Pinnacle Grill.
Hold on, your window is... What? Okay. What?
Oh, so it's right here on the front page where it says dining.
Yeah.
And then I go to, what does that say?
The dining room. Lido Market. That's on my front page as well.
What does this say?
The dining room.
Is this
Pinnacle? Now that's Pinnacle Grill, yeah.
Oh, that, this one?
Yeah.
I click on it and then I get that.
Okay, watch. I don't know if you can see.
Yeah, the white balance has to switch. It's the phone right closer. Here. Okay. Click on it. Tap it.
Page not found. But you know. Hold on.
How is this so complicated?
I'm going to try it in Safari. I feel like one of those people that's like, how do I listen to the live stream? I can't find it. I feel like one of those people. Jeff. But honestly, okay, I'm trying Safari now because...
Yes, Kathy Marshall, we're going on a cruise, okay. A Holland America cruise for Thanksgiving, the week of Thanksgiving. We are going to Turks and Caicos. San Juan, Puerto Rico.
By now.
St. Thomas and Half Moon Cay. Those are the Half Moon Key.
November 23rd. Those
are places that we are going on our cruise. 8:30
p.m. at Descartes.
We will also be snorkeling.
Snorkeling?
Snorkeling in St. Thomas. So we'll be doing some snorkeling in St. Thomas. Zach was worried about snorkeling. And so I said, you know what? When we get to Turks and Caicos, there's not a lot there, and they do rent snorkeling equipment, so we can learn how to snorkel there.
Dinner has been added. So I use Safari, and it said dinner has been added to your cart.
Bravo. Now go to your cart. So I'm saying
go to cart.
Yep.
And it's $92.
There you go.
I agree to the terms and conditions. Complete the transaction.
Oh, thank God.
I have to put my credit card information in.
Oh, thank God.
And, for security, you have to do this in 15 minutes. Okay.
As many yams as you can eat. Hurrying. I'm not a big yam fan. Are you a yam fan, Adam?
I like yams.
You like yams? I like sweet potatoes.
Now, is a yam different than a sweet potato?
You know what I'm thinking of? I'm thinking of candied yams. It's like, I like sweet potatoes. I like sweet potatoes, but I don't like them too sweet. Like, I like sweet potatoes with a lot of butter and cinnamon. Like, I'm not, they don't have to be sweet. Super sweet.
Oh, I want some marshmallows on top. I want some brown sugar.
Oh, sugar crumble on top of it.
Yep. All of it. I want it to taste like a sweet potato pie.
A yam is different than a sweet potato. Please elucidate, please. What do you mean a yam is different than a sweet potato? In what way? Like, is a yam not a potato? It's like a tuber. No, they're all tubers, right? It's a it's in the onion family or something. Can you collect yams by putting electrodes in the water? They are different tubers. Okay, so they're different tubers. So I'm going to turn to our friend Google here. Let's see, yam versus sweet potato. No, yams and sweet potatoes are not the same. Yams have rough, dark brown skin that is often compared to tree bark, and their flesh is dry and starchy like a regular potato. Sweet potatoes have a smooth, reddish skin and softer flesh with a sweet flavor. There you go. Did you know that yams do not have a sweet flavor? Yams have a neutral flavor.
It says...
Yes. We're sorry, we can't.
Unable. There was a problem performing the requested task.
Oh my God.
I'll keep trying.
No, you won't. You're not going to try
I'm trying again. No. I'm trying again. There was a problem performing the requested task. I'm trying again.
What was the requested task?
I'm just trying to process my payment.
Oh, that was it? Maybe you put in your credit card. Check your credit card number and make sure you put it in right. You know what? Here's the thing. I was trying to, since I got a new phone, I was adding back all my credit cards to Google Wallet. And to do my bank card in there, you know, for the tap to pay. To do my bank card in there, I had to call this service where I had to answer like 4 random questions about me with multiple choice answers. Like they, you know what I'm saying? And there were things like, how long have you lived at this address? You know, pick one of the following, like what county do you live in? What city is this previous address in, you know, and things like that. I failed the test. And the only thing I can think of, because there was 4 questions. The first question was, is how long have you lived in your house? And the choices were less than a year, 1 to 3 years, 3 to 5 years, or 7 or 5, more than 5 years. And the problem is that we bought this house 3 years ago, but we're so close to the closing date that it could either be 3 or 4. You know what I'm saying? So it's like one of the choices was 1 to 3 and the other choices was 3 to 5. And it's like, we're exactly at 3. So it's like, I don't know which to pick. So I picked the 1 to 3. That's the only one I could have failed at, because the other ones were like, what county do you live in? Well, I know that. Like, what city was your old address in? I know that. And then the final question was, I'm trying to think what the final question was, but it was something stupidly easy, like, you know, like what city were you born in or something like that. It was like, oh, I know what it was. What state was your social security card issued in? And it's like, well, it was Florida. So it's like one of those things where it's like, I guess I failed that. It was just, it was so hard. Now I have to go talk to the bank to get them to, or the credit union to get them to do the thing. It's like, really, those are stupid questions. You should not have multiple choice questions that end in 3 and start in 3. Like, you shouldn't have 1 to 3 years or 3 to 5 years. Because we closed on our house November something of 2019, right? So we're a week or two away from being 4 years or starting our 4th year. I should have just said, "What can you? Can we do this in like 3 weeks?"
Okay, now I'm trying a different place.
Okay,
I want to book dining.
Okay,
I want to
put us into Tamarind.
23rd, 8:30. Pinnacle Grill.
You know, here's the thing, Kathy Marshall. They ask about old addresses 4. Sometimes that I don't even remember living at. Like, I couldn't tell you what my address was in Georgia. And they'll be like, what was the street address of your, you know, some road that you lived on in Georgia? It's like, I purge that shit from my head as soon as I move. I don't, do you know how many times I've moved in my life? I don't remember street addresses where I used to live. I'm lucky that I remember where I live. All right, I will tell you this.
Yeah?
While Adam is figuring this stuff out.
Oh, I thought you were telling me something.
No, I'm telling the chat room. Even though Zach is in the chat room. We're looking at a piece of land. Well, I'm interested in a piece of land. We're not actually looking at it because we have to schedule a thing. We have to schedule a... It is 19.3 acres. Oh, I feel like maybe this went up. Was it always 150? Yeah, I thought it was 100,000. It's 150,000. For 19.37 acres. It's got a pond on the land. It's got lots of room, it's closer to Disney. It's alligator. Oh, yeah, I'm sure it's got alligators. It's like there's no waterway in Florida. It doesn't have alligators in it. But it looks like it's really nicely wooded land. It's not too far from civilization, but enough buffered that we could because the plan is we buy the land and then we build a like a metal shed. Like we put a metal shed, you know, like a metal garage, a metal carport there. You know, a metal roofed carport there. And then we can park the RV under it, right? And so then we can go visit the land because we can stay in our RV at the land. So we get power going there and a septic put in or whatever. And then from there, we could go and visit the land and everything while we clear things. And then we could have a garage built, and then over the top of the garage, a studio apartment. So then once we have the garage and the studio apartment built, then we can move in to the studio apartment, live there while we sell our other house, and then have enough money to start building the actual house. So we could live in a very nice big studio apartment for, you know, a couple of years while we're building the main house. But we have a huge shit ton of land, plus we have the RV and the big metal carport and stuff that we could go out to. So like we have plenty of places to go and be instead of, you know, so it wouldn't just be like trapped inside of a studio apartment all day long. So what elevation is it at? Well, it's multiple elevations because it's 19 acres of land. So I'm going to guess that the part that has the pond on it is below sea level. It's in Polk County, so it's going to be middle of the state. So, you know, probably what, 50 feet above sea level? Maybe-ish. It's not telling me what the actual elevation of the land is. Facts and features. Let's see. Facts and features. No, it's not telling me that. There's no electricity or water set up. So that's...
Okay, what's your shore excursion? Tell me again.
We are going on the... I got to go to our itinerary.
What day?
I think it's Wednesday also. Wednesday in St. Thomas at 8:30 a.m., we are going on the Shipwreck and Turtle Cove two-site snorkel.
Okay.
So we'll be snorkeling at two different sites.
Was it $74.95 per adult?
Yeah, because it's part of our free $100. We had $100 to spend on excursions, and so I was like, yeah, okay, let's do that. So it's basically free. So it's free.
Bye now.
Can you get water and sewer easily? So water is the piece that we would need to find out about. Sewer is less of a concern because we could do septic. So we can always do septic. So we don't have to have sewer. We can do septic. Electricity and water are the
two things. Is it 8:30 a.m.?
Yes.
Sold out.
Aww.
So that's not an option.
Well, poopity-doo.
Sold out. There is a wait list.
Well, put yourself on the wait list. What's the worst that can happen? So can you get water and sewer? Yeah. So I was saying, water and electricity are things that you want to get. The sewer we can handle. Like internet used to be a big deal, but nowadays, like with Starlink, it's like we just need a clear area to put a satellite dish and we have Starlink and we're good. And we have 19.3 acres, so we could definitely put some solar panels out there so we could get additional electricity while
we're waiting. Are you building a house? Is that what you said?
Well, that's what I'd like to do. That's always been the plan.
You're buying land and building a house.
That's yes, but in stages. Yes. I want to buy land. B, I want to put the RV there so that we can go and visit it and it can be like a camping experience. And then build the garage and the apartment and then live in that while we build the house.
So interestingly enough, on the itinerary page,
yes,
it says that we have a reservation for four.
At Pinnacle Grill. Yes.
But it kept telling me it couldn't complete the transaction, and I tried it so many times. I wonder if it's charged my card. multiple times.
Here's the thing, Adam, with 19.3 acres, when you and Mark decide that you want to come and live in Florida, you can build your house on the other side of the land.
And what city, what town is it in, or where is it?
It's on Holy Cow Road in Polk City, Florida.
Is it near a beach?
No, it's in the center of the state, but it's near Disney. So it's near Blizzard Beach. There you go. I put the Zillow listing in the Discord there.
I feel like Mark would want to live near the beach.
But look, there's a pond on the property. Like we could dredge out the pond and make it into a nice, like you can put a nice beach on the pond.
Yeah. Holland America charged me and they said they, okay. We have, these stupid motherfucking...
All right, we're never going to sail on Holland America again because they pissed off Adam.
These stupid. I mean, it literally every time there was a problem completing this task, and clearly there's a charge on my credit card.
But is it them? Because clearly, Adam, it took you 4 or 5 times to even get it into.
It was not me. Like, I know how to use technology. These cruise websites suck. Toes.
Look at that beautiful pond, Adam. We can have that beautiful pond between our house. I could build our house on one side of the pond. You could build your house on the other side of the pond.
That pond looks like...
What?
I mean, it's a pretty picture, but that pond looks like something would come up and bite my leg off. There is no way I would go within 10 yards of that pond. Things are going to crawl out and drag me to the depths.
So, fun fact, Kathy Marshall, what we have here in Florida is a program that is sponsored by the state, where they will, if you have water, standing water on your property, they will give you fish that eat mosquito larvae. Like you put these fish in your pond, and then they'll breed, and then they eat mosquito larvae, and it cuts down on the mosquito population. So if we did have mosquitoes there, we would just use those fish, which is, by the way, what Disney uses, which is why Disney has almost no mosquitoes. But we could have some fish.
I'll say this. There is nothing around that land.
I know.
Just some highway, and that's it. There's it's not like you can run to Whataburger real quick.
Actually, no. If you look at the picture, let's see, picture number 36 of 37, you can see that right behind it up the road, there is a huge lake. So that means that there is definitely stuff around, because there's no huge lakes in Florida that don't have developments around them. So there's probably stuff back there. Also, if you look at
that road needs some work.
But if you look at picture 34,
it is pothole city.
Picture 34, you can see the size of the pond right in the bottom right hand side. You can see the size of the pond there. But also look how it goes up to that major roadway, which I think is 27. So it's like it goes right up to that major, and there's tons of stuff on 27. So you're not that far from Highway 27. And then let's go back a little bit further. Where was the other one that I saw that showed in the other direction?
It's a steal. Only $150,000.
I know. It looks like there is like a housing development back near it, which is hopeful, for electricity and stuff. That means that, they've run electricity out here. So we should be able to get electricity out here. Now, restaurants galore. Yeah, it says it right in the description, Adam. Restaurants galore. But it is close to Disney. That's the important. I think you're missing that point, Adam. It's close to Disney. Do you want a good restaurant to eat at? Disney. Do you want to go watch a good concert? Disney. Do you want to go ride some rides? Disney. Do you want to, it's like Disney needs to answer everything, Adam.
Nice. Okay. So when are you doing this?
You know what? Here's the thing. I've never bought land before. Like, I've bought houses before, and there's all kind of things to buy houses. Like, there's inspectors and, you know, real estate agents that know a lot about houses and stuff. And like when we bought this house, like, our real estate agent was like, yeah, I'm going to make sure that the roof is replaced before you guys buy it and stuff like that. You know, all kind of things, like, where houses are like kind of a known, I have no fear of buying a house, right? I can hire an inspector. I can find out what's wrong with it, and then I can make my decision or whatever. When you're buying land, like, there's a bunch of questions that I just don't know the answer to. It's like, can I get power to the land? Is there a power company that has power lines out there? Is this in a flood zone? Like, this pond is there, but like, does the land flood after a heavy rain? Like, what's the drainage situation? Like, there's all kind of questions that I don't know who, and a lot of real estate agents just don't specialize in empty land. Like, they specialize in houses. So they're not going to know what to check for either. So my fear is that I could buy this 19 acres of land, and then we have a hurricane come through, and it's suddenly all underwater, right? It's like, it's all a huge lake suddenly. It's like, oh, great, I own a lake. And, you know, it's... Is there just things that I'm nervous about buying the land because I've never done that before? Like, I don't know what I'm supposed to look for, what I'm supposed to be on the lookout for. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I look at houses, like,
I would imagine it would be easier because it's just land. I mean,
right, but those are things like, so when I buy a house, the things that I care about are, you know, what's the neighborhood like? What's the internet like? What's the cell phone reception like? You know, and then utilities and stuff, I don't really worry about too much because I know that I can always get water and electricity in any house and any subdivision. That's never a question. But in a land case, you know, I've heard horror stories where people want.
Hi guys, Scott from Northern.
I hear horror stories where people want to get electricity moved to their land or whatever. And it's going to be like, oh yeah, there's not enough customers out there for us to, run power lines, so you would have to pay for that, and that's going to be $200,000 to run the power lines out to your land. And it's like, I don't want to end up in a situation where I bought the land for $150,000, but I've got to pay another $300,000 just to get, you know, electricity and water out to us.
This is so weird.
Okay.
So I don't know how long I've had this problem.
What problem?
So are you going to actually try to find someone who knows about it and like,
yeah, that's the plan. I mean, we're not like buying land tomorrow. This is a, you know,
well, but if you're excited about that piece of land, it's not going to stay there forever.
I know. But. I mean, it's been there for several weeks, but yeah, to us, I mean, I think this is more like a year or two, like within the next year or two. This is what we would like to do. By the way, I have to pee. Can I go pee before you tell your story?
Yeah. Ugh. I fixed my pop-up problem. It's working. Ugh. I don't know what a bodega is. Is that a store? Is that like a shop? Is that like a grocery store or like a convenience store? Okay. Like a 7-Eleven? Kind of. So now I want to go back to Holland, America. I just want to see now if this is fixed. No, now it's shit. Oh my God.
Okay, I'm back. What did I miss?
Well, I thought I had fixed my pop-up problem because, so I was trying to download the files earlier and I right-clicked on it and clicked save as and nothing was coming up. And I've had that problem before that like no dialogue box was coming up.
Yeah.
So I did a Google search and found a forum post or something from someone that was having the same problem in like 2017 with Chrome. And they said, go to settings in Chrome and turn off hardware acceleration.
Ah.
And I did that. And then I went back and tried and the dialogue popped up. And I thought, oh, problem solved. Then I went back to Holland America and tried to click on something and it didn't work at all. So like it like fucked up something else that was not even, I don't know that it really screwed up something else, but I don't know if they're related. But so if I click on dining.
I mean, you already bought it, right? It's already... Yeah, charge your credit card.
I wanted to see now if I could. Specialty dining. Now the specialty dining is not coming up at all. What if I clear my cache? I don't want to do that. Oh, well, I don't know. It worked. So we're good.
All right. Are we saying goodnight to...
Yeah, I've got to go to bed so I can get up and go to my appointment.
I had to put my finger in the butt. Good night, chat room. Thank you for being here.
Good night, chat room.
Good night, level 13.